Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
At 7 minutes past three, always look forward to this time of the week. And Gav is online this afternoon to chat about gardening. And Gav, nice to have you on the show again.
Hello, hello, I'm back.
Yes, you are back.
I am.
How you been going, Gav?
Really, really good.
It's good.
You know, we're in nurseries. We're not a fan of a lot of wind, but once we get over that, over a couple of days, everything's marvellous again.
Yeah, well, it's been a little bit windy these last few days, hasn't it?
It's never a nurseryman's friend when everything falls
no.
over.
No, no. And I think it was the last time I spoke to you, you were having those issues as well. So it goes to show it has been a windy couple of
yes.
weeks anyway.
Yes, yes, and yet we didn't get anything in August when we normally get westerly winds.
Yeah, it's amazing how things are changing, eh?
Very true, yes, yes.
Indeed.
Everything seems to be a bit out of whack at the moment.
Yeah, it seems that way. All right, mate, now we're going to talk about succulents on the show today.
Well, we are, because it's coming up to summer, the weather's warming up, and summer is the season for succulents. Absolutely. The warmer the weather gets, the better they perform.
Yeah, okay. Can I just say to you, and I know that there's a lot of gardeners out there who probably do agree with me, and my wife's actually somebody who's not really a green thumb, and she has some succulents at home, and the thing she likes about the succulents is they kind of take care for themselves, don't they, really?
They most certainly do. There's not a lot of watering involved, not a lot of feeding involved. In fact, a little bit of a slow-release Osmocote sprinkled over them once every 6 months keeps them very, very happy. And look, that's why they're so popular. You could have them on a work desk. You could have them inside on a table and you're not worrying about water going everywhere or looking after. There's a new range of them that nurseries, or we especially, have just got called the Semper Vivum succulents.
Right.
And I liken them to, I call them the cupcakes of plants. They're in little pots. There's a whole range of different colours and varieties, and they just look like this whole range of little, they're a rosette-type plant, which means that they increase in these little rosettes. They're not messy. They don't really need any work at all. And when you group them together, say, for example, in a nice little bowl and do a bowl in the centre of a table, they look absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and it's probably a good starting point if you're thinking about maybe dabbling into gardening and you've never done that before. I don't know if you agree with this, but maybe succulents might be the first thing you might want to have a go at and see how it all works out.
They're one of the easiest plants you can possibly grow. And as I said, there's a huge range of them. There's succulent clubs. There's so many different varieties that people, when they get right into it, they swap varieties. They're always on the hunt for something new. And that's why I like this new range that's just been brought into both of our stores, because there is such an enormous range on this table. And it's just like looking, as I said, like a big table full of all these little cupcakes of all different colours and varieties and all sorts of things like that. They are great.
Now, for those people who haven't got a lot of gardening experience, what's the best process? How do we go about growing succulents? What's the best way?
Okay, you put them in the warmest spot you can find, somewhere nice and sunny. Look, as I said, you can cluster three or four or five in a nice little bowl on an outdoor table or inside and grow them all together. The one thing I would tell people is to make sure they use a cactus and succulent potting mix.
Yep.
They do actually have a special potting mix which is quite gritty and sandy to allow for the extra drainage. So as long as you pick something that's relatively shallow, because we don't need a lot of depth of soil, we need width. So a shallow bowl, put them in that nice warm sunny spot, or just sit them in a small pot, maybe on a desk at work or just inside the window, you know, a home office, that type of thing, where you just want something nice that's not going to outgrow the pot too quick, and just sit that on the home office desk that you can have with you at all times, that will never, ever cause a problem.
Now, as far as the sun is concerned, do they need not much in the way of sun, the succulents, at all?
Warmth.
They need warmth, okay.
Warmth, so a nice warm spot. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to actually have the sun on it. A lot of these outdoor rooms do have a roof over them, but they're a warm room or a warm room inside.
Yeah.
Maybe a desk that's just inside a window and you want something to sit on the table, that type of thing.
Mm.
Nice lot of warmth is all they really need. They don't actually need direct sun on them as long as there's a lot of light and a lot of warmth, you will have a happy succulent. And as I said, one of the easiest things, you really don't have to do much to it at all. Maybe a water once a week. Sit it on the sink, give it a bit of a water, let it drain for 5 minutes, sit it back in its spot, and it's right for another week.
Okay.
They very rarely get any insects on them. And as I said, a little sprinkling of slow-release fertilizer once every 6 months, and you're done.
Excellent. Now, you were saying you have a new range down there at Lee Rowan's Garden World. Is that right?
There is. We've had a new stand put in with a whole new range of these little sempervivum types, which, as I said, are the little rosette types.
Mm.
And they come in a huge range of different colours and even the leaf. The leaf, the little rosettes all come in different shapes and sizes. As I said, they're fabulous if you want to do a grouping. I've seen them done as a lovely bowl where they've just put five in a bowl together of all these different types. They look really, really good. And virtually no work.
Yeah. So they sort of care for themselves, which is
they
absolutely
do.
Fantastic.
They do. There's about 20 in the range.
Yep.
They sell for under the $10 mark,
okay.
So they're fabulous if you want to start a collection, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to cost the earth to get a nice little collection of them. You could even do a row of them on a windowsill, where you start off with one and maybe get a different one every week and end up with a window ledge full of them.
Yeah, and as I said before, it might be a good starting point if you're starting out with your gardening.
Oh, absolutely. And now is the time to get started with them because, as I said, succulents love warm weather.
They
certainly
do.
So the warmer the weather, the better they're going to look.
Okay, so we can grab them from Lee Rowan's Garden World. There's a couple of locations, isn't there, Gav?
You can, yes. Here, which is head office at Warners Bay, so 381 Hillsborough Road, where I normally am. That's at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end.
Yeah.
And also at 72 Pacific Highway at Orimba, which is a lovely halfway mark between here and Sydney.
Awesome. And you can also check out the website as well.
You most certainly can.
Well, as always, Gav, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Thank you very much for all the information about the succulents. And we'll have a chat to you same time next week.